And now it's time for Spring Fever with the Twins with Neil Roberts from Fort Myers, Florida.
He won 12 games for his second straight season last year and was arguably the Twins' best starting pitcher down the stretch. Kyle Gibson joins us. And Kyle, tell us about your turnaround last year. Your last 11 starts, your ERA was right around 3.5.
Yeah, it had a lot to do with my fastball. I really kind of found something with my fastball and how I used it and just gained a little bit of confidence and trust in it.
I also read where you had a change of philosophy or strategy, if you will, with what breaking pitches to throw and when. Tell us about that.
You know what? It was more just trying to read the situation and sequencing a little bit better. And, sometimes, the hitter might not be able to hit a slider, but the situation just doesn't call for it. Sometimes it calls for a curveball in that situation. And I think there were just times where, Castro and Jimenez and Garver and I did a better job of throwing the right pitch at the right time.
All right. Hey, we'll talk 2018 when we come back.
A Robert Jenkins bull provides more length, performance, and saleability in your calves while maintaining modest birth weights and averaging 850-pound weaning weights. Robert Jenkins is selling own sons out of Top AI Sires Tuesday, March 20th at 1 p.m. These sires include SAV Resource, Basin Payweight, Youngdale Believe, and Ginger Acclaim. Bid from the comfort of your own home with DV Auction or come out to Kiss Livestock in Mandan Tuesday, March 20th. Find Robert Jenkins on Facebook or robertsangus.com. Robert Jenkins Bull Sale, 1 p.m. Tuesday, March 20th at Kiss Livestock in Mandan, North Dakota.
In 2011, three of Taylor Burhau's best friends were killed by a drunk driver in Mandan, North Dakota. That drunk driver was Taylor. He was sentenced to prison.
I killed three of my best friends because I drove after drinking alcohol. Don't do what I did. Make a decision today to always drive sober.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the North Dakota Department of Transportation through Vision Zero.
With Kyle Gibson. And Kyle, solid spring so far. How you feeling? And you feel like you're picking up where you left off last year?
Health-wise, right where I want to be. Definitely picking up right where I left off on the end of last year. And trying to use my fastball and trying to make sure that, that's in the zone consistently and throwing it for strikes. And, the goal is to use that pitch to set up the other pitches and keep the hitters off balance.
How much of this game is mental versus physical?
I think somebody said, it's 90% mental and 40% physical or something. So there's a lot of it that's mental, no doubt about it. And battled that last year. The first 6-8 starts were pretty tough on me and maybe the least fun I've ever had playing baseball. And when I got sent down, I really had to do some checks on the inside of myself and figure out where I was mentally and work on the mental side of the game.
Kyle, thanks for kicking off our series for the third straight year. Really appreciate your time and have a great 2018.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Kyle Gibson with us. Hey, that concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Spring Fever Baseball, brought to you in part by Vision Zero Partners, the NDDOT, and the North Dakota Association of Counties, who remind you to never drink and drive, and by the Roberts Angus Bull Sale, Tuesday, March 20th.